This is Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Kathy with a K, Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 7/20/325, Mrs. Stiles performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the mileage bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/7/25. There's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Leroy Williams. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 7/23/25, Mr. Williams performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the mileage bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/4/25, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph impression. Minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janetta, J-A-N-E-T-T-A, Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 7/23/25, Mrs. Kirby performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph compared to a prior study dated 4/2/25. There's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change period.